I just I bumped into Basden on the way out, and I gave him some love for this movie. Carey, you wouldn't know this, but for years I was on the circuit with Tim and Tom. And one thing that occasionally happens every now and again is a crazy rich person will invite you to come and do a really awkward gig.
Just in their living room?
Yeah, it happens.
It shouldn't do,
but it happens. And obviously when I was watching this last night, I was thinking, was that the initial spark for the short? Was that what you guys were talking about? Or?
I can't work it out. But we did do one, and we're trying to work out if that was why we started writing this, or if that happened after we wrote the film, in which case it probably wasn't. But yeah, we went to one in Cornwall or something with five of us. I think like a lot of money that they'd paid, and a very small living room and very expensive chairs and not many of them, maybe about eight people. And Basden recollects it better than I do. He was telling me. He remembered them like, they'd go, yes, we'll have the other chap back on, please.
Not you. Just you.
The chap with the guitar.
I did one for Toshiba once, just me and Jimmy Carr in a house in Watford.
Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, and I could just see the guy doing the wind-up on me. Can we have the main guy?
Wants Jimmy.
So, Kerry, how obviously, you know, I started watching this and thinking, okay, this is Tim and Tom doing their shtick. For the uninitiated, how does Nell, your character, come in and change proceedings?
I mean, I think with quite a lot of excitement. I mean, I think she's sort of, you know, the shtick until I get there is that, you know, that this is not going very well.
Furious Basden.
Basden's furious, not loving any of it. And it's pretty sour. It's all a bit orcs. And then Nell shows up and finds Charles quite funny and charming and is getting paid and it's nice. Mm. And she hasn't got to do this singing stuff for a while. So it does change the dynamic when Herb sees Nell kind of enjoying him, you know, because he's so automatically set to just being annoyed from the minute he falls out of the boat.
Which is fair enough. But he doesn't give my character a chance.
No, you don't have him. There's not a second. But then Nell comes in and thinks like, oh, what a sweet, funny person. And so it sort of changes Herb's perception a bit.
I felt like it changed my perception of Charles as well, because before that I was getting sort of misery vibes, and then it became more Nuts in May vibes.
Yeah,
and then I was like, oh no, wait a minute, I love this guy.
Yeah,
I love both of those films.
Good.
Yeah.
But Nell is the change. You know, when I saw that tap that works too well, if anything. You know, I was thinking about being stuck, because you know Charles is kind of stuck in this cycle of grief kind of thing, and Tom's character Herb in a similar way. Mm. And just that tap being stuck on and the water draining away, but it's the same thing. Mm, it made me think of both of you, both of your characters, and Nell provides this option of change. She's changed her life.
Mm. Yeah, that is what's happening. But I don't know, I don't remember talking to Tom about any of that when we were writing it. And I remember like when we were at the short film, we had the tap in that.
Was the tap in the short?
Yeah, okay. And the tap's on. And I'm just like, I watched that. And every time I see the tap, I think, I'm really glad we had that tap on. Wonder what that tap means. But yeah, it is exactly that. It also, you know, there's obviously an element of the tap being like Charles's personality.
Time doesn't wait.
He just goes on and on and on. You know, the sort of, he can't switch off. But yeah, that thing of being stuck is probably at the heart of the film.
Charles, like, he really reminded me, there's like a British busybody, like IRL, that you come across every now and again. Yeah. Sometimes it's those people that laugh at everything, no matter what's going on, you know? But the one thing that they all share is they can't deal with a silence within any aspect of the brief relationship
you've
got. I think
we're gradually drilling down on who this guy is.
I think it's adult,
it's parents, friends. I think I know this, I know this person, you know, who just, they go into your house and you're like, you know, you're young and there's just another adult and they're in and they're this person and then they're sort of going into the kitchen and going, da 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 da, all right, washing machine, I don't mind it. You know, all of this stuff. And that is basically, the thing not to say in any of these interviews is name that person. Mm. And I think it is a sort of blend of lots of those people, including probably myself, but people who do fill silences. And that's the thing. there's some jokes floating around in the film, but mainly the main joke is that that he's not saying jokes. He's just looking at things going, ah, a rowing boat. There's a lot of the stuff that the people say. Was there stuff you didn't use? Yeah, there's stuff we didn't use. It's all of that stuff. Yeah.
I can only imagine. Speaking of the stuff that you didn't use, were there corpse in moments where it's getting to the point where it's, we're not going to get this for any of you?
Yeah. I didn't. I was allowed to laugh. That was the beauty of it for me.
I felt there was some natural.
Very natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are some of my favourite scenes in the middle where Nell comes, Carrie's character, and she's able to laugh. And like what we were saying about my character, he doesn't give me a chance, Herb. But then I love those moments where Nell laughs. Charles hasn't got a clue what's going on. No one's laughed at anything he said for the last 10 years. And so he laughs as well. And there's like these little moments of, there's a connection, but they're not, they're very different people, I think.
Yeah.
But they are, there's a sort of sweetness that comes from that. Mm. In terms of corpsing, yeah, there's like, I think we're just absolutely, resolutely trying not to. And I don't think it was a big issue on set. There's once or twice, but mainly, I think.
But it was just the longer that you guys went, the more successful it was. And then I was allowed to just laugh as much as I wanted to, but you weren't. Yeah. And then after a while, Griff, our director, would come in and say, like, that's enough now.
Don't do that anymore.
Basil
would just be so—he's so furious with himself. If we have to cut because he's laughed, he's like afterwards just sort of, come on, let's go. Yeah, he doesn't like it. And I think you do get. You sometimes on shows where people like that. It's good energy if people are corpsing. But yeah, on our one, people were like, okay, well.
Well, there's only 18 days as well.
There's 18 days. There's a limit to how much. There's a limit to how fun a director
can be. Were you there for all 18, Kerry?
No, I was there slightly less. 10 of the 18.
Because you just had a baby.
I just had a baby, yeah. Yeah. Who was there too?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have family nearby.
So my whole mum's side is from that part of Wales. Yeah. So I brought my whole family, but then also saw lots of family when I was there. So we shot near Tenby.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that whole area was all right.
Great advert for Wales.
Isn't it a beautiful advert for Wales?
I mean, that beach
looks
so beautiful. Pretty.
Did you have to deal with any hardcore elements or was Wales good to you?
I had to go in the water.
Natural elements.
I mean. You went in the water.
Yeah, we all went in the water, but I went in the water only in a wetsuit, I think, because I was always clothed. My character was always clothed. You went in it.
I had wetsuit trousers on.
Right.
And a swimsuit top.
There's one scene where Tom's in it and he's wearing just his little knickers.
Yeah.
And that was not easy for him.
It was chilling.
Going out to find the paper lantern. Mm.
You feel like in the interviews since that comes up quite a lot. I think it was, I think it affected him quite deeply that afternoon.
What, being so cold and wet?
I don't think he liked it.
When
and
I
at
went,
the time, he was like a trooper and now like, you know,
sure.
A couple of years later, he's
a bit
like,
of retrospect.
Yeah, that was, I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah.
I was gonna open this interview, Kerry, by asking, you know, how did you end up working with these clowns? But morning,
here we go.
This morning, because I'm so rock and roll, I was listening to Radio 4, and Tim and Tom were on it talking about the movie, and it came up that you were already a fan. So what were you a fan of? What did you say?
What an amazing question.
I'm just fascinated to know because I've known these guys a long time.
What's that about?
I was a fan of the Late Night Poetry Hour. My husband was first. He was a huge fan. He DM'd you.
He DM'd me.
But wait, what stage is this at? After you've sent the script?
No, this is years ago. When did he?
This is not even connected.
He DM'd you in like 2018 or something.
Yeah.
Not a regular DMer, I will say.
Yeah.
But he DM'd.
Slid up in there.
Very
happens
slid
to
up
key.
In there.
Happens to Keir.
Yeah. So it can happen.
And so you had a sweet little back and forth.
I was very.
And then
very
we
touched.
Needed a host for a charity event that we were putting on. And I got his email and I emailed him and said, would you host our charity event?
Polite no.
Polite no.
I can't host things.
No, would I know
can't
now?
Picture that.
I know
yeah.
now.
Should have slid in my DMs and
yes,
said,
you can host it.
He can't do
yes, that. I know.
Yeah. Ask around.
Play to his strengths.
Now I know him. And then, then, of course, he had my email address.
You don't dispose of that email address.
And
no.
So then he emailed me in 2023 with an email entitled Film Opportunities.
I love that.
We just checked. That is what it is.
Film Opportunities. Yeah, I remembered it being Film Opportunities. We just looked in our email. It was Film Opportunities. And said, would I read the script? And then he sent it to me. And then,
And it was a no-brainer for you?
Complete no-brainer.
Once you read it?
Yeah. Pretty much before I read it, my husband was like, well, you've got to do it. And
yeah, well, and I spoke to you and you said that your mum had told you as well. You have to do
My mum said I should do it as well. But that, I think, is because we had a hunch.
Had you emailed her as well? Film opportunities. Film opportunities. For Offspring.
I'd filmed the entire network of Mulligan. No stone unturned.
But no, it was a total no-brainer. I loved it. I thought it was so brilliantly written.
Did you want to make it into a feature from the jump when you first made the short?
Yeah, we did want to, but yeah, we didn't know how. And we talked about it and talked about it. And then after a little bit of that, we made something different. Well, we wrote something different, which never saw the light of day. Mm. And then returned to it 15 years later. Well, I think in all three of our minds, it was unfinished business. But yeah, just needed to work out what the feature would be. Which was when Nell came in.
I can tell you, it's not even a question, it's my favourite film of the year so far.
Thank you.
SpongeBob Search for SquarePants comes out in December.
Oh dear,
but
okay.
Until then
we might hold the title.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I've only got a minute left, so AOB, I've got a little bit of AOB. Kerry, Tim and I played against each other in a football match a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And Tim scored an absolute worldie. I was wondering if you could talk us through the...
Matt Winning has the ball. Mm. He sent an email to Luke McQueen the night before saying he's going to destroy him. McQueen dispossesses him, runs down the wing, passes it back to Russell Howard. Russell Howard floats in across to the far post. It comes out of the sky and I just swing a boot at it and it flies into the bottom corner.
Caught it on the volley. I was right behind it. If I'd have tracked back a little further.
It's best moment of the year.
Wow. It's incredible.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Celebrations were fantastic. And I hope the celebrations continue for this movie.
Yeah.
Curtis has gone off on one about it and he's right. So I just wish you guys all the best, man.
Thank you so much.
I love this film.
Thank you.
Thank you.